House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says next week, on Monday, she'll force lawmakers to take a recorded vote on $2,000 stimulus checks for Americans. This comes after President Trump demanded such checks in a recorded Twitter video. And we've just learned the massive government funding and coronavirus relief package is being sent to Florida tonight, where President Trump is mulling whether to sign it into law. A person familiar with the matter tells The Hill the measure will be sent to Mar-a-Lago, where President Trump is spending the holidays. White House officials have declined to comment on whether he plans to sign it or veto it. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer of Maryland is slamming the president, accusing him of backtracking on the understanding that he would sign the legislation to fund the government for the next year while providing Americans with $600 stimulus checks and sending out other coronavirus aid.
We sent the bill to President Trump to sign, and only then, after we agreed on a figure we thought was too low for direct payments to families and children, $600, but the Republicans would not take a higher figure, only then did the President of the United States indicate that $600 was not enough.
What was President Trump's motivation for throwing this monkey wrench? We asked Paul Blest of Vice News, who says it may be a recent report giving Joe Biden partial credit for pushing through the coronavirus aid deal.
Congressional Democrats and Joe Biden, you know, there was a story in the New York Times that gave credit to Joe Biden for helping to get Democrats over the finish line. I don't know if you recall, but they had pushed for much bigger stimulus packages. The House had passed a $3.4 trillion bill and then a $2.2 trillion bill earlier in the year. So they were not very happy with it until I think that Joe Biden stepped in and was definitely encouraged them to help take the deal. So there was reporting in the Washington Post that Trump had his aides in the White House and tried to talk him down from demanding the $2,000 checks. You know, before the election, he had called for bigger checks. That was sort of one of the things he wanted to run on. He signed the checks that came out earlier this year. You know, people got letters saying, you know, Donald Trump essentially gave you the check. You know, this was always something that he had demanded. But yeah, the White House hadn't been, you know, super involved in the negotiations this time around after the talks between Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi fell apart. This is a bill that was crafted by a bunch of centrists in the Republican and Democratic Party in the Senate. He just kind of stepped in last minute and demanded this big increase in the check money.
What else is on your mind by way of what President Trump is up to, not appearing very often with the exception of these Twitter videos? Is he planning something that we can't even imagine right now in terms of staying in office? I mean, in terms of the Electoral College and all the rest, it's time for Joe Biden to move in.
He's going to have to leave at some point. In early January, Congress is going to affirm the Biden victory. You know, there's a bunch of House Republicans led by Mo Brooks in Alabama who are planning to contest the election results. And that's going to cause debate in the House, at least, if somebody from the Senate also objects. And it would prolong the process. But, you know, there's really no avenue for him. All the lawsuits have been thrown out, essentially. If they haven't been thrown out already, they will be. They haven't had any success convincing state legislators to overturn the election results. They haven't had any success in the court. And I think, you know, the most likely scenario, in my opinion, is he's just going to kind of quietly leave and then just raise a big stink about it afterwards, as he's been doing this entire time.
There have been a few presidents across history that have not attended their successor's inauguration. John Adams, the second president, was one of them. And there's a famous scene in an HBO series where he just gets up really early in the morning and leaves the White House at like 4 a.m. Maybe we're looking at something like that.
That is definitely possible. I don't think that, you know, there's going to be any nice handwritten notes for Joe Biden waiting in the desk when he takes office from Donald Trump.
Paul Blest of Vice News joining us a bit earlier on Skype. We will continue to track the latest on the coronavirus aid package. Will President Trump eventually sign it now that we've learned the bill is being sent down to Mar-a-Lago? Stay with us on WTOP.